Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Tyler, it's David Klein. My apologies. I was on another line and couldn't get off quickly enough.
No worries, David. How are you doing today?
Well, today I'm good. Hope you are.
It's Friday. I'm not complaining.
Well, I hate Fridays. I like Mondays because Monday I've got all week to get shit done, and on Fridays I've only got the day. Everybody wants this things wrapped up. The pressure, it's awful.
I definitely get where you're coming from. It's been quite the hectic month over here. But, yeah, we received your online application there yesterday. I tried to reach out, but I think you were out of the office by the time I was able to get out there to you. But
that's correct.
Just wanted to circle back here. I know I think you put down the working capital program there, so just kind of wanted to see what you were looking to do.
Yeah, well, we got one of your solicitations in the mail, and I thought, well, what the hell? Why don't I just call them and see what the hell's going on? we're a small little company here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we do staffing for travel nurses and other medical personnel around the nation. Business is profitable, that kind of stuff, but in a fast growth area and a new company, working capital sometimes is a little hard to come by, and I thought I would chat with you about that.
Of course.
Funds that might be available to us, we would use to support our receivables, which currently are, I think, all in probably $900,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But with our growth, we're kind of running out of capital at this point. And while we're managing our way through it, an extra $100 to $250 would make life a whole lot easier around here. So
of
I just
course.
Figured, what the hell? It's worth a 15-minute phone conversation.
Of course. So let's definitely see what we can do for you here. You said you're a newer company there. When did you guys first start the business?
We started operating this business about 3 years ago this month. Technically, we moved into this office suite that we're in now in September of, 3 years ago, it'd be 13. Started operating in October, and currently revenues year-to-date are about $4 million. Profits year-to-date are a little over $100K. But quite frankly, cash flow is something that we have to manage on a daily basis.
Yeah, definitely. There on the receivables there, how does the business work there? Like, when do you actually get paid there on the staffing part?
Well, sales is basically fundamentally 99% based upon the hours worked by our traveling staff.
Okay.
So we have a hospital in California near you that has need of some specific hospitals seasonally or for other reasons. We have a traveler who is a W-2 employee for us. We send them out there usually for a 13-week, 3-month contract. We have a contract with the hospital or their affiliate to pay us X number of dollars per hour. We pay the nurse, the travel, the housing, and all of that out of that pot of money, and hopefully control that to the length that we actually have a little left to run the business and make a profit. We pay in arrears, so we pay today for all the work that went on last week. The traveler and or the hospital send us the time card. We pay the person. It is directly deposited into their account on Friday after the end of the week on Sunday. But as we're preparing payroll, we also prepare invoicing, and that goes out. And we have clients that pay us within, 15 days, and we have some that are jackasses and take 90 days. But
okay,
we understand who they are, and quite frankly, we don't do much business with those.
I wouldn't want to be in business with those type of people anyways.
Well, hospitals are, quite frankly, no matter what, is it's precious few that you can get done between 45. I'd say those that aren't under a vendor management, something in our industry, you have the hospitals or the hospital groups, And many of them, because they don't know much about staffing, they will have a vendor management group. The vendor management group is the gatekeeper for all the staffing that the hospital would use from outside vendors like us.
I see.
And they bill the hospital, and then the hospital pays them, and then they pay us. So you can imagine that that delays or slows down our cash flow or our receivables.
Yeah.
Because of that middleman being in between. And it doesn't help us because they typically charge 3 or 4% of the top line for their service to us, so the hospital actually doesn't pay shit for it. Pardon my phrasing.
No, yeah, I get what you're saying there. You know, with the net payouts there, that's kind of a common occurrence there that we run into here at our bank. But as far as your staffing, do you guys have like a database there that you have, or how do you guys acquire the nurses in the first place? How does that work?
Well, this is our second venture at this. We built a company back in 2002 and sold it to a company in the Philippines in 2007. Actually, January 2008 was the transaction date. We're doing this again. Our database currently, as a matter of fact, I happen to know this with some accuracy because we're changing data management systems. We have more than 40,000 people in our database. We also subscribe to a half a dozen spider companies that go through the web and find all the people that travel and send us new leads on a daily basis. So we're continuing to grow our active traveler database and building our network of clients so that we have more openings. It's just a whole lot easier if you said, Dave, I really want to go to Abilene, Texas. If I had a job in Abilene, Texas, as opposed to saying, well, why don't I send you to Fort Worth?
Mm-hmm.
I get less pushback if I say, okay, how about this one? So we do, our business development is both in getting the database of the travelers that we deal with. And quite frankly, while you may imagine we have a huge amount of turnover because, let's face it, everybody is off contract in 3 months, so you'd have a significant amount, but we also have a significant amount of renewals. Our retention rate is above 90%. Our turnover is above 100% because that 10% just churns.
Yeah. No, it's actually a very interesting industry there. I got a few buddies that actually are in that on that side. They do kind of the sales side to it. But as far as the hospitals go, do you have like a sales force there for how you acquire those contracts, or do they just reach out to you? How does like the marketing side, I should say, work there for the business to get the name out?
We have in-house salesmen. As a matter of fact, if any of your buddies are looking for a job, I'm looking for a new developer right now. We have a strategy that I want to deploy that in an underserved segment, and since they're already in the business, I'm not really going to tell you what that is. But we have in-house folks that will take a well-qualified, well-respected, well-credentialed traveler, and then we'll use that as kind of an entry to hospitals that we don't have any relationship with. So we're constantly trying to build that side of the business, and that helps us because if they're not with a VMS, then that's 3 or 4% on the margin that we can increase.
Yeah. I definitely get that. So as far as the capital goes, I'm gonna try in here and get a rough estimate here. So what we're able to do is we base it off of the gross annual sales from the previous year. Do you guys know what your top line there was in sales last year?
$3 million.
$3 million, okay.
We do audited financials. I have investors in this company, so we do audited financials every year. So that's not a guess.
Okay. And then as far as the structure goes there, how many do you have, like, multiple owners there? How is the breakdown on that?
There are about 20 different entities that own the company.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Some of them are trusts, some of them are LLCs, and some of them are individuals.
Okay. Is there one that's a majority there, or is it all pretty small portion?
Well, the majority owner is an LLC.
Okay.
Out of Florida.
I see. Okay. Majority is out of Florida. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, based off that number there, getting you capital is not going to be an issue. Did you have a specific number of what you were shooting for? Or did you want to just see, you know, the largest amount?
Well, I'll take the 250 that your thing said, but what the hell? I mean, you know, no. Let's the reasonableness test would have to prevail. And while I appreciate the, you know, getting us working capital not being a problem, I need to be able to deploy that capital and make money off of it. So if you've got something that you can email me that would indicate to me what your normal terms would be, and I guess, we're not refining anything, I don't know if you're looking at secured or unsecured, but, you know, let me know what you're thinking and what the terms and conditions that you would perceive if we went forward. And then if I think I can make money off of that, I can give you a number. How's that?
Okay. We do unsecured and secured. I mean, unsecured is usually the route that people like just because they don't want to have to put up anything. Did you prefer the unsecured route or the secured route there for the business?
I think, quite frankly, I'm every man. Give me unsecured.
Okay. That's what I figured. You know, you want to be able to have the freedom there to kind of use it for the business and however you see fit. As far as the application process goes, it's just the one-page app that I would send there. It's just your – did you guys file 2015 yet on the taxes?
Yes.
Okay, so then we would just need the 2015 tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once we receive that, I can get it over to underwriting. They usually can get me an answer in right around 24 hours for what programs, rates, and terms you're going to be available to. As far as the terms go, in the working capital programs, it's anywhere from about 3 to 36 months. First-timers usually get in around the 6 to 24-month range. That's pretty much what you're working with. But the three factors they look at are gross annual sales, time in business, and then credit. Those are really the three things that they look at. I know you said you got about 20 entities there for the ownership breakdown. So what I'll do is after I send over that information, I'll go ask as far as what we would need on the application for a signature. It may just have to maybe just the one majority there, but I'll get to the bottom of that. But what's a good? I have the email here as D Kline, Cline, at looks like Convergence Services, I think is what it is. It's cut off here.
Group.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I'll shoot this information over. It'll just summarize the offer. It'll have the list of what we would need for the approval. And like I said, if you're looking for capital here, you said you kind of wanted to shoot for the 250. I can speak to my underwriters, but I think that's something that's right in the realm of what we could get you. Was there anything else you were going to be maybe looking to use the capital for other than just some the receivables there to support it? Was there maybe any marketing you were going to be maybe looking to do or any type of other operations for the business?
Well, we have a growth plan, and I can show you what 2016 growth is looks like. I can show you what 2017. Hell, I can show you 18, but we all know that's a fantasy. If I can show you what our production revenue goals are, I can tie that to hiring and staffing, and quite frankly, if I can support, well, the answer to your question is, would I use that to only support that? Probably not. If I had some liquidity that I could use to bring in a new business developer quicker or another recruiter quicker, I would arguably do that. But all of that is sensitive to how much revenue are we going to bring in, and are we going to be able to make money? Because I'm not in the business of burning through capital.
Of course, of course. I mean, you want to be able to spend the money on something you're going to be able to turn it on.
Yep. So, whenever we talk about terms and interest rates and payback rates and all that kind of stuff, I just need to plug that into my business model and say, yeah, I can take this money and make money off of it or not. And quite frankly, I'm old enough that I remember when interest rates were 13% and I still could make money off of it because, it was inflation. What can I say? Mm-hmm. But at that, I just need to know what the Bank of Cardiff is interested in offering us, and I'll be happy to provide you with any of the information. I've got it all in digital form, so I can probably get it out to you, in a day. I can probably turn shit in a day.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, as far as the approval process goes, it's very straightforward. It's nothing crazy. Does the business have any current loans out, any other working capital loans or SBA loans like that?
Well, yeah, and not SBA. We do have a receivables line of credit on the receivables. That's redundant, though.
Okay.
And it's the unfortunate part. The reason I'm talking to you is it's with a very small bank here in North Carolina. When I say very small bank, I'm talking about $100 million in assets and less than $10 million in capital, which means they're very limited at what they can do. What I currently have, and the loan is, and I'll describe the loan to you, it is $750,000 max. It is based upon 90-day receivables with an 85% advance rate, interest only, and it matures in April of 2017. Well, now because they're so small, they can't help us grow anymore because they have a lending limit based upon their capital and assets, and quite frankly, an MOU that they're operating under that limits what they can do. So they're not a source for me. So whenever I saw your letter, I thought, well, shit, that might help me get from point A to point B.
Of course.
With a fairly short-term loan of, you say 3 years here or 2 years or whatever the case may be, that gives me enough to get me through next year and to get me into another bank that I won't, quite frankly, I can pay you out and have a line that I can grow with a bank that has enough ability to grow with us.
Definitely. It'll give you some more room there. You know, you just kind of need that kickstart to get the ball rolling. That's exactly what we can help you out with. Did you have a time frame of when you were maybe looking to bring this on? Was this just something as soon as possible? Did you have a time frame?
I couldn't do it before today.
Okay.
So, yes, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
I'm being cute, apparently. It doesn't work in California time. Of course, it's very early out there.
It is. We open here at 6:30 in the morning, so we're here before the sun even comes up. But,
You can call here anytime because my chief of operations is usually in here by 6 a.m. He gets up at 4, goes to the gym, and is here by 6.
Good Lord.
He's a freaking animal.
4 in the morning, that means it's about 1 in the morning here. I'm cold asleep.
Well, I'll have him call you. Just give me your cell phone.
Well, here's what I'll do, David. I'll shoot this information over to you right now. I'll get some feedback here as far as the ownership breakdown there, what we need from them. And then I'll maybe try and follow up with you here Monday, give you the weekend to look over the information I send out. But when I shoot the email over, I'll do a follow-up after the conversation to just let you know what they'll say. If you have any questions, my direct line will be in the email as well. But like I said, we can touch base here Monday, and we can kind of go from there. Is around this time a good time for you to follow up?
Certainly. Let me look at my calendar and make sure that I don't have anything that would get in the way of that. Nope. 11 o'clock my time, or if you want to go later because you're better in a better humor, because I don't want you to be pissed off because you're up early.
Oh, no.
Not
I'll
at me,
that.
Anyway.
Of course not. I'll have two cups in me by then, so we'll be good to go.
Okay. 11 o'clock on the 26th, then.
Sounds good, David. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be in touch.
Thanks, Tyler.
No worries, bye.